The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. You know, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago at Wednesday night worship, I was preaching on a passage from one of Paul's letters. And for whatever reason, the text for that evening put me in mind of bumper stickers. Growing up in the neighborhoods around the University of Minnesota in the 80s and 90s, well, you saw a lot of bumper stickers. Mostly political, but not necessarily campaign or candidate specific. Usually they just centered around causes, such as world peace or environmental issues. Many of them, though, were funny. Clever in some way. Our gospel text for this morning put me in mind of one of those bumper stickers. One of my favorites, actually. One I used in that sermon just a few weeks ago. In big letters, straight across the top, the bumper sticker said, "Jesus is coming." And then in little letters underneath, it said, "Look busy." Now, I'm not saying that those faithful servants in the master's house were just looking busy, but it is pretty funny to think about, funny to imagine even, and it's a pretty funny bumper sticker. Bumper stickers work great when their message is simple. Jesus is coming, look busy. Two lines, five words, just enough for you to catch at a stoplight or as the car passes you in traffic. Now, I don't think it was Jesus' aim to coin a bumper sticker when he sat down amidst the crowds to teach this lesson to the disciples. Obviously, pith was never a goal of Jesus's, I don't think. But I do think that he knew his audience and that he knew just how to get his message across to them. You see, our gospel passage this morning begins with a word of comfort and a word of promise. "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." A word of comfort, "Do not be afraid, little flock," and a word of promise, "For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." These words lead into a challenging call to action. You see, Jesus knew what he was doing. Start with some comfort, add a little promise, and then tell them what to do. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Okay, got it? Everybody ready to pull out your pocketbooks and or put that big yard sale sign in the front when you get home? No? Jesus knows that this is a message that is hard for his audience to hear, even those who are closest to him and should be most in step with his teachings. Heck, Jesus even knows that it's hard for us to hear. And we've been working our way through the Gospel of Luke since December, right? Going all the way back to Mary's song, the Magnificat, the picture of the kingdom of God that has been painted throughout this gospel has been one of deep justice that liberates the poor and, well, penalizes the wealthy. That quote, to quote Mary, fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. Jesus begins this passage with a word of comfort and of promise, reminding his audience and us of what God has already done, is already doing for us. He does this to remind us that what we are called to do, though seems hard, isn't so hard. As St. Augustine, a formative voice in Christian theology, especially for Lutherans, famously wrote these words, "For grace is given, not because we have done good works, but in order that we may be able to do them." Jesus knows that what is being asked of us is not easy, that it runs against our cultural norms, our understanding of what we are supposed to be doing, achieve, earn, gain, buy, right? But it isn't even just about money, although it is definitely about money. In the passage before the words we read this morning, the passage between our story last week of the rich man building his new barns to store all that wealth, Jesus says to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And what about which of you by worrying can add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies." Jesus says, "How they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep seeking what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that seek all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." His kingdom, this place of liberation and of justice. His kingdom, right, that God, who our Father, whose joy and delight it is to give it to us. You see, Jesus knows his audience. Jesus knows it isn't just riches that we pile up around us. It isn't just a wall of wealth that we build between ourselves and our neighbors, ourselves and our God. It's a wall of worries, a laundry list of anxieties that we build our lives upon, thinking that it will somehow make life and death easier. Jesus sees us in this state of stress and sorrow and says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It is through the gift of God's grace in Christ Jesus that we are set free from our worries and fears about life and death. But we are set free for a purpose. Let me say that again. We are set free for a purpose. We are set free to live our lives fully, to give of ourselves and our riches generously, to worship and praise and thank God extravagantly, and failing this, and we will and do fail at this, we are called to come together in worship and praise and practice, to seek and receive God's forgiveness, and to go out and do it all over again. Maybe, hopefully, this time just a little bit better than we did the week before. Jesus knows that this isn't easy work for us, but Jesus needs us to know that this is our work. This is what we are called to do. You see, we weren't blessed for our own sake. But like Abraham of old, we are blessed to be a blessing to the generations as countless as the stars. God's love isn't only just for you or you or you or me. No, God's love is given to you and you and you and me so that we might share it abundantly in everything that we say, in everything that we do, and with everything that we have. So let us not be worried, little flock. Let us not be consumed by our own consumption of things. Let us not build walls of wealth and worry that close us off from one another. Let us be not afraid. Let us recognize the good gift of God's kingdom. Let us give to the needy. And let us thank our Lord. Jesus is coming, the bumper sticker says. Let's get busy. Amen.